యాతే ఋతశివా తనుశివా విశ్వాహా పేషసీ శివారుదస్య పేజశీతయానో మృటజీవసే. శుక్ల యజుర్వేద సంహిత 1649. ఓ లార్డ్, దై బ్లెస్ఫుల్ సెల్ఫ్ రిమూవ్స్ ఆల్ ఇల్స్ అండ్ రూట్స్ అవుట్ ఆల్ పెయిన్. డూ దే మేక్ అవర్ లైఫ్స్ హ్యాపీ అండ్ ఫ్రూట్ఫుల్. ఐ విల్ కంటిన్యూ టు రీడ్ ఫ్రమ్ స్వామి నిశేషానంద నవంబర్ డిసెంబర్ 1983 న్యూస్ లెటర్. ఆత్మనివేదన. బిహైండ్ మెంటల్ మూమెంట్స్. ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈజ్ డన్ బై థాట్. వీ నీడ్ to secure the cooperation of others and eliminate faulty thinking. Uncontrolled emotions lead to pain and even disaster, while controlled emotions clear the way for success and joy. Any watchful person knows that emotion, like anger, rises up in waves and sweeps discrimination away. All mental movements are waves of a higher order than mere physical ones like those of muscles. The seeker of wisdom quickly finds me abiding as an invisible ocean behind all waves. He is sure they start from me. I sustain them and they finally fall back on me. Mental energy penetrates and controls the physical. From this standpoint, I am called psychic prana. Important questions. All students do not have the same pressing doubts. There may be one, for example, who considers prana to be born and, as it were, trapped within the body. He would like to put the following question. From where is this prana born? How does he come into the body? How again does he dwell by dividing himself? How does he depart? Prashna Upanishad 3. These are very intricate, super normal questions. The highest truth is the Supreme Self without a second. It is immutable, so it has no birth, growth, or death. Being beyond time and space, it neither comes in nor goes out. The answers to the question should not neglect this aspect. They should not also go outside the framework of the queries. Hence, the teacher uses familiar illustration. Says he, in effect, imagine a person possessed of hands, etc., standing in the light. With this as a cause, there arises a result in the form of a shadow. Similarly, with the supreme person as a cause, the result appears as prana, like a shadow. From this shadow as a clue, we must proceed to realize the source to which it is linked. He, prana, comes into the body through the action of the mind. The cause of the body's birth must be invariably prior to it. So it must be an action done in the life before the present one. One text, Brahadaranyaka 446, says that the soul attached to desires attains that result to which the subtle body or mind is inextricably connected. Any discriminating student will learn from such a statement that he should henceforth devote himself exclusively to realize the Supreme. He should no more entertain any goal apart from it. Does any adult relish the idea of living within a mother's body again and again? Scripture raises these vivid pictures to awaken dissipation in the sensitive student's mind. Sri Ramakrishna had prayed, O Mother, send me someone to doubt my realizations. She sent Narendranath to him. Narendra alone weighed Ramakrishna's word. He alone doubted. Even if millions of men call you God, if I had not proved it for myself, I would never do so. Ramakrishna laughingly approved and said to his disciples, do not accept anything because I say so. Test everything for yourself. Roman Nolan's Life of Ramakrishna, Chapter 10. I will close with a prayer. Kayena vacha manasendriya vya buddhyotmana va prakrte svabhavat karomi yadyat sakalam parasmai narayane yet samarpayami. Whatever I do, either by body, speech, mind or sensory organs, either with my personal knowledge or natural trait, I surrender and submit all to that supreme divine Narayana. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om.